在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
These are scenes from films that screened in the first Kurdish film festival in the U.S. Activist Sally Epperhart, who formerly worked for the Kurdish Human Rights Project,helped organize the festival at New York University.
Choosing films for the festival was incredibly difficult. We were primarily limiting ourselves to films from the last few years, but even in doing that, there were so many films to watch. You know, there's no shortage of amazing Kurdish film out there.
Yul, which won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival in 1982, was chosen to represent the rich history of Kurdish cinema. The story of five Kurdish prisoners in Turkey,It was written and directed by the late Yılmaz Güney when he himself was in prison. His assistant, Sharif Gorin, shot the film based on the director's notes smuggled out of prison. Epperhart says the organizers looked at films from all the countries where Kurds live, their culture threatened by borders, war, repression, or sheer distance. The Kurds' traditional homeland includes parts of Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and former Soviet republics.But Kurdish communities can be found almost everywhere, from Northern Europe to North America.
The recurring theme of borders seems to go through a lot of the films, and the divisions between the Kurds that happen by no fault of their own through these borders that were established decades ago that they've had to live with ever since.
Sadness at the loss of home or separation from other Kurdish people and culture pervades many of the films.Bauki, for example, by Hisham Zaman, is about a Kurdish father who is being deported from Norway. Half Moon by Baman Gobadi is explicitly about borders. It tells the story of Kurdish musicians in Iran who traveled to Iraq to celebrate the end of Saddam Hussein's rule and new openness for Kurdish music.
In weaving their way from Iran through Turkey into Iraq, it really kind ofbecomes this brilliant metaphor for the very issues of how can it be that people that were once united now have to take this torturous path to go from one section of where they live to another section of where they live.
Epperhart says prejudice against Kurds and repression of their culture continues in some countries. The Storm by Kazim Oz, which made its U.S. premiere at the festival,is about an apolitical Kurdish university student in Turkey who is radicalized when he witnesses government-backed violence.
He witnesses what's happening in Istanbul and the repression that's starting to really mount there. He makes this really serious journey within the film.
Films by and about Kurdish women were another theme. In Dengbej Women by a women's film cooperative, female Dengbej, or traditional Kurdish bards,tell their stories and sing their sad music. Closing the film festival was Vodka Lemon by Hiner Salim, a dark comedy set in a wintry mountain village in Armenia. It tells the story of a widower who often visits his wife's grave and who falls in love with a younger widow he meets there. She is also a barmaid who serves up the drink of the title in a little shack in a snowy landscape. In addition to the 19 films, the festival also included a rare panel discussion among five Kurdish filmmakers from around the world. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.